have faith, it's like doubts of faith. Once you know what to think, so you need to really understand it. It takes a while to have exactly the doing here. First, there's a smack. First, who is this smack? There's my focus over here, exactly what exactly smack says. First, the smack is the real corporeal. If you open the smack, there's someone on top, there's someone on bottom. I mentioned many numerous times. There's two people. There's a smack and the goyis smack. They're both rishonim. The one on top is the smack, the real corporeal, and the one on bottom is the Rebbeinu Peretz. Two different rishonim. On Baba Kamo, you learn twice the Rebbeinu Peretz, I think the same Rebbeinu Peretz. Same Rebbeinu Peretz on bottom and the real corporeal. Two different people. Tells you who these people are. So basically, when you see the shach, it starts off saying Konigari, and it brings down the Mio Niran. So the Rebbeinu Peretz argues the both in the Goyis smack. The Re is the smack itself. And they go, there's a Rebbeinu Peretz. There's two different sheets over here going on. There's the Re and there's a Rebbeinu Peretz. Again, the Re is really the smack itself. There's a Re versus Rebbeinu Peretz. First, before we get to what the shach says, what exactly is it, does the Beis Yosef understand the smack? And then we'll see what the shach comes to argue. So, it's interesting, the shach himself, when he finally gets, at the end of it, he gets back to what exactly he's coming to say against. In his parentheses, the brackets, he goes back what they did say. And now, once you know what they say, now you can go read back the shach and understand exactly what he's saying. First, the Beis Yosef understands there is no machlokes. The Zeri, and that is brought down by the Goyis smack, by the Beinu Peretz, is Zeri. And the Beinu Peretz agrees with him, and he's defining him and explaining him. But there's no machlokes. No machlokes. The gift that he has different, it's not like the word that the shach has, Mio Niro, Kivan, Shagder, Kadosh, or Beloi Bishul, he took out the word Kivan. Kivan wasn't there. And the word Beloi Kadosh, the Vav wasn't there. Those two words weren't there, and therefore, when it says Mio Niro, he's explaining. Mio Niro, Hakadero, is explaining. It's an explanation. There's a Re, and the Beinu Peretz explains the Re and agrees to the Re. That's first how the gears he had, he took out the word Kivan, and took out the Ois Vav, and therefore, he's coming along to explain. Now, once we have this explaining what exactly is the God saying, the God saying like this, if you have two spoons, you have one spoon stuck inside Ben Yoyma, second spoon stuck inside Ben Yoyma, and you stick them both inside, the milk and the fleshings, within 24 hours of each other, then it will be also to use it for both of all, you have to use it only for parakol. However, the second point is, let's say you stick in one spoon, you wait 24 hours, then you stick in the second spoon, then says the Haggah, then it's not supposed to be for your last win. A third point, according to the base narrative, is, however, let's say it's Be'en Mamish, or there's Belay of Be'en, then Avada will be Osir, or Avatim should be compared with the first win, and what is its Basar? So, where the base narrative is understand is no machlokes between the Re and the Beinu Peretz. The Beinu Peretz is defining the Re, what does he mean? It means when you have two spoons stuck in, one after another within 24 hours, that's what the Mokhab is discussing about, will be also l'chatchilo. After 24 hours, be mutl l'chatchilo. However, also, the didn't MS, that even Ba'en will be machmo also. That's kind of how the Beis Yosef understands. Now, to Mokhab Shach, when he says, he has 7 points building one top of another, come say, get this mahalo. First, he says, starts off, the Kiris says, all the different tfosim, is not like the tfos of Venezia, it's like the tfos of Krakow and others. That the first we have machlokes over here. It's Mihu Niro, the Rebbeinu Peretz saying, Mihu Niro, Kiva Shagder Chadosho, Veloy Vishlo, therefore you, the Re, you're wrong. The first Rebbeinu Peretz coming to argue. You, the Re, say one thing, one say, Ayala Maishahoyo, that one spoon was stuck in, and then another spoon was stuck in, and both of Ben Yoima, and you, Re, want to be Mahmer, come along with Rebbeinu Peretz, you want to say, no, the Maishah, it's also. The first he says, the first point of the Shach is the Girsa. The Girsa is not Shach. The Rebbeinu Peretz is defining the Re. And explain the Re and agrees with the Re. The Beinu Peretz is coming to argue with the Re and say that's not true what he said. Really, it's not that way. And therefore, he says, what happens? If you stick it in one after another, and the law will be if you're stuck in first, let's say the spoon that's milk first, and you're not sticking the fleshiks yet, then the law is the pack can only be used for chalavim, not basari. But that'll be also. However, if you didn't basar the chalav, then the law will be, even after Me'ed Gleis, then it'll be Mutl Chathilo, and you pray it like last minute. However, when is the Re's Din Gavi Din Emes? When it's talking about with the Beliah of Mamashis. He only says, when's the Din Gavi Din Emes? With the Beliah of Mamashis. So first again, so we have one thing that the Shach starts off saying, it's not true what the Beis Yosef says, there's no machlokes between the Ri and the Bein HaPeretz, there is a machlokes. That's his first step. And the first thing he says is the Gersa, a different Gersa. They now have the word Kivan, we have the word Kivan, they now have the word Vav, we have the Vav by Veloy Beshuloy, that's Aleph. The second thing he says, now once we say it's machlokes, now he's coming to say he really has the machaber. You machaber won't say it's not machlokes, I'll push it to you, it is. I have three kashas on you, three different kashas. First one kasha is that you learn that locha is not panap by Bishuloi, and Simon Sadeke, you say not panap by Bishul, Lamais is mutter. So why are you saying it's also? Second, will you say at the end, Umacha Shahoito Kadoshu, like Bishul Ma'ilam, therefore, well, the locha is, therefore, if it will be the end, then the chol will be also. Why the chol will be also? It's against what you want in Sif Kim on Simon Sadeke. Before you have a case, when you have a case of dishes that they would lay at the end, one wash together of the sheet of the machabes, the dishes of a seder, it's more to be the event. And third kashi is in the case of Angolo. So again, the first thing is also saying the gears is wrong. Secondly, you machabe can't be what you're saying, because you have a steer, else in Sefbeis, you have a steer from Sef Gimel and Tanakei, and the third, you have a steer from the case of Angolo, not the space that. Three kashis against you. Then the third point, he says, I imagine you have a kash against me. The locha says, what happens if you only stuck in, let's say, a kedeo, a calf of basar, the kedeo can only use for basar. Why only use for basar? It's not for now, there's more to the chadkilo. Then it comes along an answer that says, when you convey it for something, if you only stuck in for basar, you have to convey it for basar. If you stuck in a basar in the cholov, you have to convey it for the last thing. We want to be nicked with a convey what exactly a pot is, since when you're only stuck in it, let's say you have a power of a pot, you're stuck in a flesh spoon. Loch is what's this pot to do? It's not parnat, it's mortar. But when you have to pick which one to choose, you have to pick basar. You have to. Why? Because mice are stuck in a fleshik spoon. Or vice versa, let's say you're stuck in fleshik and melhix, the last one was melhix, that's more of a tam over here, then you have to pick which one. You have to pick that's melhix. Fine, that's his third point. The kash himself, that's the answer. Then the fourth thing, he brings down the Isavat or Aruch that says clearly, like he's saying, that rather the Taz writes that Isavat or Aruch, fine, he argued with him. But Isavat or Aruch says clearly, like he's saying, it's even more Fatila, even with the Taz Eislaes, brings three rights to that. And the fifth point, he says, don't tell me the problem of Hanan, he has two kashas against Hanan. Then he ends up saying, I know myself, Os B'nei Ramal, of course, this whole time thing what I'm saying is not true. Again, Os Ramal, we hold Allah is not Fanaz, Os Mechatila. So you want to say, even Ramal agrees. You want to say, not only he has a bunch of kashas, the first 5 points is not great in Mechaber. The sixth point is, even the Ramal is going to ask him, Al-Pi-Chesed should be Motor. The Ramal of Orbea agrees, Kodim Mechab is also. Again, Kodim Mechab is Kashas, and Sibetal Kesev Beis, of Kimmel, Kashas, one Napanat, Motor Hatilo. The Ramal is Napanat, is also Hatilo. So why, according to the Ramal of Shver, he says, why two reasons. One reason is, that's not two knots, it's really three knots. And by three knots, the Ramal agrees. Well, second Svaro, is that the two knots, the two times you went to the Kaili, you have this fleshka spoon, then what happened? Both went inside the spoon. Went inside your water, your upkis, so which is inside the pot. So it went to two different kalim before it goes to the food. Since it went to two different kalim, two kalim lakolades, avad is a tam kol shabat shimut lakhatkhilo. It's come on the shaft, and it's, you want to say, even though I'm more at the kasha, love to have the kasha, the makabar, that's still in his prayer. Because he holds napanat mut lakhatkhilo, but even though I'm more, says napanat, it's also lakhatkhilo, but here the mice we mask it should be mutl khathilo either three knots or because it went through two kalim. Then he ends off, mice what should come out. The Shach ends off and he writes very clearly, but in the MS, he writes in his Nakuta Kesev, in his Kuntzakrin, he writes that the etzem should be that again you have a milk spoon stuck inside and a flesh spoon stuck inside, the lock is mutl napanat mutl khathilo, even if you do more, you have three knots or two kalim. However, let's say you only stuck in a spoon. Then you have to convey the pot. When you convey the pot, you have to convey the pot what? To milchix, if it's only milchix a spoon. If you convey only one spoon, milchix, and then a second spoon, fleshix, then what you have to convey it, you have to convey it as the last thing. So you end up lalok, if you have a part of a pot, you stick in only one spoon of milchix a spoon, that's not penyoymai, that is penyoymai, what's the lalokah? You have to convey it for being milchix. You have to convey it that way. You cannot make it fleshix. It's not banat shul, but my sense is the ikitami right now is only milchix, you have to leave it as being milchix. So fine, the kitzur we just went through right now, the two sides. Once you understand the Shach, again, just read the Shach over and over again, call exactly what he's saying. We have two different ways to understand this smack. Again, we have the Beis Yosef that says, Ramah, that says there is no machlokes between the Ri and the Bein HaPeretz, and they both come out, that you have two spoons, both Ben Yoyimah, the Lofet, only use the pot to fire. That's the maskona of the Mechaber. Shach says, no, it's a mistake. that is mutter, even for the last min, at least for a wife, it's easier three knots, or you have one to tie to Caleb, then it's mutter. I come to Kitzer, again, the sheet of the Mechaba and the sheet of the Shah. Now, Shalit, how do you answer back to Shach? Shach has an Iker, it's an Iker Kash in the Mechaber, and the Ramal is Maisa, it's a Napanat, and it's Napanat, the Mechaber holds, it's a Mitzalke, it's a base of Gimel, Napanat is Mutmul Hachilo. Why in the world is Mechaber over there being Mechaber? It's a bomb Kash. How do you answer it? So, two ways, the main way how the Taz over here on the page answers, they want to say that when you get to Ramal, the Ramal has a mini Klai Yisrael, which Iker didn't, it's not so. But there's a meaning in Klaisel that after it, you cannot use it with the thing that's Eina Minoi. You can only use the food or the Kli only with the thing that's Minoi. So over here, what happens, you have two things that's Minoi. So you can use it for Melchis, you can use it for Vleishik. You start leaving it with parable. The Taz says, where is this Chumah coming out of? Betim Napanat, it's Mutal Natsilo, it's no problem. Maskin. However, once we have this meaning in Klaisel, then what ends off with the meaning we stretched it not only from the case where it's one Ben Yom was not Ben Yom, but we stretched the case of both of Ben Yom. With both Ben Yom, what's halacha? The minig was what? We can only use it for Ben Yom. Might say, what, milchiks? The other one's Ben Yom, Fleishiks is. Fleishiks and milchiks Ben Yom. Since we have each one pulling at each other, we're left to use them to get powerful. That's one main halacha. How the Prim Godim, Dr. Taz goes, that why we're taking the minig of Amor and we're strengthening it. Or a little bit different, how we write, the Taz writes in Kuntus Akron. He wants to say that you look at the Simantar case, the base over there, there's a Kumro that you should not be Gurm Lechatzilo and not by not. Here, since you want to be Gurm Lechatzilo, you have this pot, you want to go use it, that's the case of Lechatzilo, therefore Gurm Lechatzilo and not by not, therefore you can do it. Well, that's the two ways how he answers this Kasho or the Shach, and therefore the Taz ends off with the Locha, the Locha is like the Mechaber the Ramal. So because again, we have two different sheeters, we have the Mechaber versus the Shach, when in the case of a two things of Ben Yoimo, a spoon of Ben Yoimo and a two spoons of Ben Yoimo, what's the Locha? Shach again says you have to be conveyed as last min. The Mechaber the Ramal say what? It can only be used for parvo. I count the two sheets. Allah.
Used for parvo.
Oh, we'll get back. We have to fall off now.
Let's say you're being. Are you also being very enough or not both ways? Going
down? No, it's you only using for parvo.
No, but you have enough or not both ways. Enough or not both.
Fine. The body discussed it, but my that's not a problem. Kibetim is not by not, it's eating a parable, not the list of your baker, it's only the common. Fine, my second, we have two even cheaters. I love how we pass him. So that those who go stay with the shop with the two pullers, again, you have two reasons. We make the Pinato, and went to two Kalem. Speak to the shop, the Bechor that way, the Pichod that way, the Goy starts all the way, the Iker is like the shop, the Bechodosh, the Chavadas, the Iker goes that way, sorry. That's what the Shach and Kuntus Akron really is for him. So he says it works well in Meitzesif, it does work well in Mechaber. Fine, again, we have one sheet is Mekel, Shach, the Kodesh, Goyin, Nesivis, Chavadas. Maisa, they go very clearly straight Shach. Maisa, it's a Chiddush, it's a Chum of Alma, there's no real Makar for it. That's the steer in the Mechaber itself. And therefore, the Mekel, our Berkus, Maisa, the Iker is Maisa like the Shach. Again, we have the Goyin and Sivas and the Chachmazadim and Maisa Klaus Mutter. However, it comes down, again, what they're saying is, even if you can go like the Makilim, it's very clear. Again, you're putting your spoon inside your pot. You only one time, let's say you milk the spoon. If you're part of a pot, you have to convey what? You have to convey for milchiks. You cannot make it fleishiks. I not banat mutter. So what? You have to convey for milchiks. Or for carrot, you put in twice your spoon. First milchiks and second fleishiks. Now you have to convey it to fleishiks. Even though there are numerous places where Mekel, again, it seems to be again, we'll get a Mechlod of the Shachal, the numerous places where Mekel, in the Kul Negashita, the Shach ends off what? And yet, when you convey it, you cannot pick whatever one you want. You cannot pick whatever you want. True, it's Mutter. When you convey it, you have to convey it for the last thing it was used for. It's only used for a spoon of Melchix, Pen Yoimo, and only Melchix. If it's last thing was Fleishix, you can only convey it for Fleishix. Now, the Shachal is, do you have to convey your part or not? It's very interesting, this Svara, they keep writing over here that when you convey it, you have to convey it, when you convey it, what, you have to pick the last one. You have to be Nikva. Do you have to? I mean, what's the big deal? Why just leave it as Parva? You don't leave your pots as being Parva for the Shach. We have Parva pots. We have Parva spoons, knives, right? Just brought down earlier in Enfei Tess, you have three knives, one Fleishix, one Milchix, one Parva. So anything wrong leaving a Parva? No, once you have to be conveyed to something, leave it for what last thing it was. It was Milchix, Fleishix. If you have been Nicholas, so Gam Shemati, one person once said, yeah, but the Maisa, there were two Svarim, the Sefer of Yezu Yitzchak, and also the article bringing up by Moshe that way, but who you have to so Maisa, you have a power of a fact. Maisa is not by not. This whole day Allah being Kveyat is that you have to Kveyat, you have a choice, what Vasa Cholav, you have to pick one, the last one, not the one beforehand. How about Maisa, leave it as powerful, leave it as powerful. Maisa, how do you leave it as powerful?
But this was originally supposed to be left
to Bokhari. Again, it's a Chumah Ba'alma. Bethlehem is a Chumah Ba'alma. And the only reason why, the law of Bethlehem is Mutter. Everything is Mutter. Even the Machmir and the Taz are saying, why we took the Minyan Kalaisal as a Chumah Ba'alma and we stretched it. That means the law, everyone says clearly it's a Chumah. Again, the Machmir and the Ma'amal, maybe not. But the law is a Chumah Ba'alma. Shell says, are we Machmir? We're not Machmir in this Chumah Ba'alma. Shach says, we're not Machmir. The Taz says, we are Machmir. But the Chumah Ba'alma is the Ma'is of Bethlehem. You can leave it as parable. And even they say even you put in onions also won't be a problem. Maisa went in as not by not. So Maisa can leave it as parable. So again, when the shakwa it says be nikvet, so lefor means when you convey it, what? You have a choice which way, boss or cholov, so you have to be convey it if you have one or other. Otherwise, leave it as parable. Yeah.
Even when you
these right now are both things only Ben Yom. We'll get to, there really are three cases over here. Chabad case is both Benyamin. In most cases, one Benyamin, one not Benyamin. Then we'll get to any Benyamin. Both Benyamin. So this right now is both Benyamin.
No one
wants to be committed. Parvapat is Benyamin. Parvapat is Benyamin.
They said Parvapat.
Parvapat. No,
it's a spoon. In any Benyamin.
Of what? So we want to be spoon.
So even there, no one wants to be committed, right? Only if it's a
Benyamin
spoon that you
left with
your
Parvapat. Any Benyamin of what? Of milk, then it's milk, it really is kveya.
No, the pot.
You're leaving it, no.
And we're only talking about
yeah, right now, there's two things in the well, they point out, the Shach himself says, if you, it's coming really from the Smak himself says, this whole type of chumo we're coming from is documents within the Ben Yamer. However, when those are Machim like this, the Shach says, what's the other way to read the Smak? Is that within Ben Yamer, you have to be Machmer. However, if it was with after Ben Yamer, you have to be Machmer. So here, only chumah over here is only within Ben Yamin. So again, it comes out that those who are makel, like the shach saying again, if you makel, you still convey it and convey it like last minute. However, if you want to leave as parvo, you can leave as parvo. And let's say as a chiddush, you want a taino. Let's say you want to afford a very fancy pot, fleishiks, very expensive. What happened? You did this mistake. You did not use it at all once. Right now, it's parvo still. You stick in milk in the fleishiks and you want to be kveyat now. Do you have to kveyat the last thing being fleishiks? You want the time to know. The whole time look over here, you do not want to choose one over the other as a power of a pot, and now you come to the side. However, let's say you be'etzen, you want the fleishiks, you just now get a chance to use it. Therefore, it says a chiddush golden one, say avada can use it back as being the whatever menu you bought it for. And let's say you bought it as being milk. You'll say. There's a chiddush also. Maisa, not the bashtis, not the svara. The svara is the ketama here is the last thing. Last let's say fleishiks. You bought it from milchik. It's saying a chiddush that what you want to buy for avada the lot as you go. What you want to buy it as. Now it says you to the yizma yitzchak. Yizma yitzchak is not talking about that. Yizma yitzchak is talking about the case where you only get parakol. That's a zefrani of zefrani.
Really, it's what? This is a form of
alma. Fine, but the Shach says you have to be kveyat. That's the only time we have here right now. We only have fleishiks here. So what we write, you have to kveyat what? What time is it in the pot? It's only fleishiks right now. Well, that's X time is fleishiks. Because you chose to buy as milk, you leave as milk. Yes. Again, Vishwan leaving is power of the Seder. I can hear.
I think
but,
the first time
that
I've been asked to call, you bought it for one thing, but you didn't use it. The first time you used it, you did not have
that. That's the case of Miguel Sefer. Yeah, that's the case.
It wasn't the case you did before.
No. He bought a plan to use it for fleishiks, and he only did milchiks, and not by not. A pichajman for the shaf should be only milchiks. He says, no, if you plan bring it for buy for fleishiks, it's fleishiks. Fine. Okay, this is Taz Mekhiba. What about Bufas like Machmirim? Maisa, Machabat, Jamal, it's a Taz, it's a Shuvigodim, it's a Midchus Yaakov, and I think it's Machlok Yashar called Bikr, and because the article also goes this way. They pass in like the Machabat. So Bikr, we have Machlok Yashar called, again, we have Dolim. Mentioned five on the side, I don't know. Hanging place came, also they seem to take either side. Do we go like the Mechabah or the Ramah? Mechabah or the Shach? And those when we mach mistake, only use it for parvo. Only use it for parvo, and you want to use it, otherwise you have to go kasher. Fine, I can again the machaber. Again, we have one case over here. The case of machaber, to be very clear, is when both of them are ben yoima, we have machlekes, machaber versus shach, we have machlekes aloha, how we pass the machaber versus shach, and those who are make like shach, how would they take lead as parvo, and those who are machaber, like the machaber, would also be lead as parvo. However, you cannot, though the machaber holds, you cannot use it for the last minute. How to pass the machaber, shachal, you have to ask your rabbis. That's the first case of machaber. Second case, the Ramah. The Ramah is discussing when one's Ben Yoima, one's not Ben Yoima. The first he starts with really saying, going back to Mechaba's case, we're not Ben Yoima, the Ebed of Adam Smorta, that's Pashut. Then he goes on to the second case. He says the case, one's Ben Yoima, one's not Ben Yoima, then it has a different halacha. Comes along, on this case, we have three separate chumras, and we're going to have really three kashas in each chumra against what we learned in Siman Tzadikai. There are three things to discuss. You have, again, one, you have a pot, Lashik pot. You put your spoon inside, the pot is, let's say, like Ben Yoima, the spoon is not a Ben Yoima, you have inside, you walk it, vegetables. What's a lot in that case? One thing you have discussed is, what can you eat the food with? Can you eat this vegetables with, let's say the Ben Yoima is basar, can you eat it with the Ben Yoima, eat it with meat, or you have to eat it with fireball? What's one question discussed? A second thing discussed is, which kli to put in? Do you have to put it into the pot? The pot's the Ben Yoima, sorry, called the fleshix, I think. If I was a fleshik, then you have to put it into a fleshik kli or put it in a milky kli. That's the second thing I discussed. The third thing is, ain't a ben yoima, the spoon that you picked in, do you have to kasher it? Well, no, the life is not banat tetero. Those are three things to discuss. Again, you have to discuss what to eat it with, or what kli to put in, and ain't a ben yoima, do you have to kasher it? And all three are going to be machmur in, baker, and all three are kasher, and simtel kei. All three are going to be sure. Step by step. First, the Moshe says, when he has his case, the law is, the minik to be machmer, l'echol amaychol k'min akli shu ben yoima. The minik to be machmer, and to eat the kli ben yoima. Again, you have a pot, ben yoima is fleishix, and you're putting your milk in the spoon. So the minik is what? To take this napa not and eat it only with fleishix. That's the type words. In fact, the shach, what do you mean, siminik, is a chumra ba'alma. You pass yourself a simin, tzadakei sepei, the napa not chathilo, you have to eat it with the min. You cannot eat it with other min. It says, no, and the kalam is come to you. Another chiddush says, not k'min akli shu ben yoima, it means b'min akli shu ben yoima. Means bimin. I mean, what kli to put inside of? What kli to put inside of? Therefore, it comes out again. You have this yuakas inside your pot, flesh pot. What kli do you have to put inside? You have to put inside what? Your flesh pot. If flesh kli, your plate has to be flesh. That's what the pleshkim say. Now the kash is you learn simin tagay fifth phase. Over there we have Ramah, first case Ramah. It says what? It says what? You have a napana. It already was cooked. The law says you can put in any clue you want. The more again, we have three clues in the entire case of bays. First clue in the Ramah is what? Put any clue you want. Second clue is, once it's all you can do with kuta. Third clue says, not but not empty, you can make all. Also, we have much like a kilo. The first case over there again is what? You have a not but not like a kilo, go put in any clue you want. You can go put what? Not but not of meat. You can go put in a milk in your plate. The kilo, the Ramah says. So here, what happens? Your case is what? It's not by not. And says more, we have a minig what to put in the minig kli shu ben yoimoy. Why? Go put in any kli you want. But chachilo, go put in another kli. What's the big deal? The Ramah says in Siman Tzadikai Sif Beis is more than chachilo. So why the world being machmir over here? That's are this chumra to kasha. So we have different ways of answering. The shach is kasha. The shach answers either beikur that loch is like Siman Tzadikai. Those are noig to be machmir over here in Siman Tzadikai. That's the shach teretz. A couple of kashas. Now what? It's a chumra of alma, and beikir, the minik lysos, what is more than any plate you want. Over here, stam, what me? Machmer, why? Ksas noigim, so noig that way. That's the first teretz. Or a second teretz, he brings down the shach, is that we have a gzeir over here, otta case, that it will both be neyadmoy. In that case, over here, what happens? In the case of Tzimut Tzadikai, what happened? You have dogum, sh'ala, one dogum that you cooked inside a pot of pleasure. So in that case, even if you make it a ben yoima, still you can put the fish on any plate you want. Still make it a ben yoima, not ben yoima. Over here, what happens? You have, if both of them were a ben yoima, the pot and the spoon, according to the Ramah, what's the halacha? We know the Ramah is the case of gimel. If they're both ben yoima, we'll mach, but it's also. Also, even the evet. Why? It goes like the sheetahs, when you have two, when you're washing the dishes, and it's one ben yoima, one not ben yoima. One, both are ben yoima, the halacha will both come out with each other, either the water, or they touch each other side by side, and if it's also. So if both will be ben yoima, will be also. Since Siman Tzadikai will never be offered. By osim, tell you the ball sitting on the yosser. Since the yosser came along, we made a gzera, you can only eat it with the ben yomoy. It's like a gzera was off to, because both we ben yom yosser, like it's official. If came along, we might also make it, we might say it can only be like the ben yomoy. But there are two reasons to answer, but again, we have a chumra over here that what, by case where you have one ben yomoy, one not ben yomoy, you can only put in the kli of a ben yomoy. That's the first chumra that I'm on. Second chumra they discuss over here is the shach ben zhan, the Torah Tzatzis. It wants to medayik, what can you eat it with? Can you eat it with milk to fleishik, or does it have to be eaten by itself by fireball? So the Torah Tzatzis says, it cannot be eaten loy bebasim loy bechalo. You have it not by not, it's a ben yomoy of the basim, the pot. It's not a ben yomoy from the spoon. The halacha is you cannot eat anything. The halacha is, well, you can only eat it with fireball. The obvious kasha is, again, we know the halacha in Simin, in Sif Beis, the third hetter is, and not by not any ben yomoy, what's the halacha? Not by not any ben yomoy, the chatchila, go eat it with whatever you want. The halacha is not by not any ben yomoy, go eat with kutas, right? Everyone knows, you have a pot, cook inside spaghetti, not by not any ben yomoy, take the spaghetti, go open the cow cheese. No problem. As my said, the pot was fleishik. Big deal. What's the big deal? Not by every name is water. So why in the world over here the Torah Tzatzis comes to say that what the halacha is, you can eat, cannot eat with milk, not with fleishik. Now we're going into the Ramah again, that's to be a term in Simitagetz and Beis. Third head is against this halacha. Why not with milk, not with fleishik? Go eat it with what? With the ben yomoy. What's the big deal? Go eat with the pot fleishik. Go put meatballs upon it. Why daka parable? As I affect the shach ain't chamin wants to argue. He said he's wrong. He wants to say that the halacha is you can eat it with the ben yomoy. You can. Ma'aseh be'ikra pasuk, don't go that way. They come to argue. Shana is crazy. Oy. Well, the hanukkah shalom be'ikra are machmer. And the ma'aseh, what's he saying over here? So come along the minchas yakum wants to mechalak in cases. He wants to say over there the reason why the amor is being mekel. He had two. He had tarchim with tavusay in one case and not found out any ben yomoy. What type of tefusay? First of all, since on the case of Beis, it's not by not, Aleph. And second of all, it's in the Benyamoy, it's the Nifa Tzayis Tam Lof Gam. Two things. Mashakin over here, for Ikki, you only have one heter. What's your heter? Your heter is only is Nation Tam Lof Gam. Why? Beer double. Let's say that both of them were Benyamoy's. What would Lachabi? We also. Mashakin, we also. Both of them, let's say again, but we know the Lachabi of Gimel, it's on the case of Gimel. According to the Moshita, you have two kelim, both ben yomim, the lochas both come out of the water, hit each other, everything's awesome. Everything will be awesome. So come out according to Amar, what's the Shita? This Shita is that if both be ben yomim, be awesome. Over here is Mutter. Why is Mutter? That's the nice time of Kam. So you only have one reason, to be Mekal, it's not a nice time of Kam. One reason to be Mekal, they have to come along the place, can say you cannot eat milk, it's not with plaishiks. So again, we have a second chum. Again, one chum is what plate to put upon only ben yomim. A second chumah is what? You cannot eat it with milk and fleishiks. A third chumah, a third chiddush comes along the Ramah, and he says that this kli over here, the kli of ein ben yomoy, what to do with it? So he says, l'asa kli she'ein ben yomoy. The Ramah says this kli itself is osur. What means osur? Says the shach cannot even be used for parable. The ein ben yomoy cannot be used for parable. Now we learned simetalik dal earlier, we learned simetalik gimel. Over there it says, rivosh, you can't use it for parable. And over there, the shach sends you to ayin simtak dal that it's not even b'nei ashkenaz to be machmer, and we can, the dish itself is osur. Now the b'nei shvai don't hold that way. The kavachaim says only b'nei ashkenaz. That we have this chumro that ain't a ben yomo. What's the loss of the kli ain't a ben yomo? Got mixed together with the ben yomo from the same pot. The b'nei ashkenaz you cannot use it even for parable. The b'nei shvai hold you can use it for parable. B'nei ashkenaz said you cannot use it for parable. Now again, the chod is a kasha. Ramo in simtak cases of gimel says. You have dishes, one's ben yomim, one's not ben yomim, both are clean, one's not lofa. The Ramah says it's mutter. It's mutter. The Ramah over here says what? It's answer. Steer again. Half the Ramah in similar case of Gimel say it's going to be mutter, and over here, come along, the Ramah said you have to go kashri it. Lofa kashri. So again, the Shach is the kashri, and the Shach wants to say, Ichnami, Tas Noigim. Or he wants to say the chil between Hadocha and between Bishul. However, the Ikater is supposed to go with, is like the Taz. Taz says, Misad Mar Zayin. Once you have to be machmer and put a dafka into the kli of that's ben yomoy, the if mitam aris ayin, we came along to asher it, might put the parable, and the if mitam aris ayin, we're going to be machmer and say you have to go kasher it. So again, it comes out, so very practical, happens all the time in your house. Your mom, if you have one kli, ben yomoy, one kli, not ben yomoy, you have ben yomoy apart, you put the spoon inside. What's the halacha? Big, what's mekubal? We have three chumras that come out that if you learn only simtanakei, it's mamish against simtanakei. One chum is what kli to put inside. You can only put inside what? Which kli? The ben yoim one. Aleph. A second thing, you cannot eat with milk tonight. A place you have to eat with parvo. And a third thing, in a ben yoim, you have to go kasher. Now, what it seems to me, the oilam seems to know that in a ben yoim, you have to go kasher, or they don't know the goes kirov, they go kasher. But a lot of people seem to be making, seem to make a mistake and think they can go either eat it with the minig of the ben yoim, but that's not true. You can't. Minig is not that way. And the chshulim says if that's a minig, well, that is a minig. The minig, as far as I know, all the places come up paskin, that the minig is that we cannot eat it with anything, we have to eat it with parvo. And the minig is also we only put inside the ben yoim plate, and not we can put in any plate you want. So again, we have three chumras against what we had in the tzadikay. What plate to put inside, you cannot eat with parvo, you can only eat with parvo, and you have to go kasher the edim ben yoim. Over here come along the shach and taz, and they say there's no chumra over here. That if you read the Ramah slowly, it says over here, Le'echla Michael Kamina Klishu Ben Yoim, go eat the food. Some of the Shach and Taz, they say, that's after food, but water you have to be machmer. Water we saw already in Simchat HaKei, that water is much more chomedic, as the Noitzi Kenel explained in Simchat HaKei, why? Because Nichol Gedel HaKhila, and double HaKhila usually machmer, and therefore water being more machmer, and the law is the water going to have to go out. Even though, again, by the case of the food, you can go eat a parable, or in the case of the food, you can go put it in any clean. Over here, water machmer, and the water is lemaisa is aser. Why? Definitely case of lechatzilo. Now coming along over here, the Prima Gonim has a kash in Simon Kufa Bay. It says over there, by water, we're more machmer. It's only when you take the water and you want to be loishes inside your food, but however to drink it, may shtiel be more terms. How over here, can you, let's say you boil the water inside your kumkum, and it could be more mekel on your water. Says the Prima Gonim, no, by us it would be more machmer, because only by a case of goy would be mekel, mash ekin, by Yisrael would be more machmer. Therefore, let's take different cases. Just first, how far do you take this chumra? We have a chumra over here again, that but even for we have chumra, the shakat has been done, by what do you have to be machmer? What do you have to be machmer? Let's take two cases. One case, you have, for this from the test, you have your kumkum, you heat up your, take your urn was boiled up water, you did before Friday, you did it for a cup of Shabbos. Once Shabbos, the urn is still there. Now, the water you have inside, the urn, the mice is fleshy, because you want to have your coffee much Shabbos. Ain't a ben yoim right now. It's ain't a ben yoim, it's not for not ain't a ben yoim right now. What?
Not
for not. You put water inside. You put your urn fleshy, so you 5 years ago, you put, in the, put your chicken inside, and defrost inside a bag, and the bag broke open, like the deer days, right? That story. And find not how much fleshy you earn. Without Zaya, without Mamash Fleshik's Mamash. Fine. Now that you have to earn this Mamash Fleshik's, what? Guy put chicken inside. At the end of the year, a guy put chicken inside a bag, inside his urn to defrost it, and the bag busted open, and now the urn came Fleshik's. What happened Friday? He put inside water, much Shabbos, he wants to use the water for his coffee. Is that water also? Is this the same Aloha Nichol and this Ram over here? We saw the loch of Napanat and Ibn Yayama, the mice Napanat Ben Yayama should be more to Chatkilo. However, come along the Ramah, the Moveh says, when one's Ben Yayama, one's not Ben Yayama, the water we should be Mach and throw out. Over here, by this case, we have nothing that's Ben Yayama. How far can you take this Chum of the Shach and Taz in this Ramah? The one saying again, you have one Ben Yayama, one's not Ben Yayama. The loch is a food, you can only eat the fire, but the food you only put in the Kli, the food what, and the Ben Yayama to go Kasher. But the case of the urn, you have nothing here that's Ben Yayama. You take the case when it's only an Inam Ben Yayama over here. Only in a Ben Yoim. There's no Ben Yoim here at all.
That's
not the case. What? That's not the case. Which is the case of Tzadikai? The case also in the Ramon, Tzadikai Gimel, is also you wash the dishes of what's Ben Yoim, what's not Ben Yoim, the water be machmer. Tzadikai Gimel is the case of Ben Yoim and not Ben Yoim, the water be machmer. The case over here is what? You put a spoon inside your pot, what's Ben Yoim, what's not Ben Yoim, you have to be machmer in the water. So both cases, Sai and Sim and Tzadikai, the case is one Ben Yoim, what's not Ben Yoim. The case over here is one's Ben Yoim and one's not Ben Yoim. The law is you have to be Machmer. What happens if both of them are not Ben Yoim? Or, what? You want for the milk. Again, you have this one inside your urn. It's not Ben Yoim. There's no Ben Yoim over here.
Not bad,
the whole Tarchuma is only to be machmas to be like its min. Over here, there is no min. The whole Tarchuma is to be like the ben minoi. There's no ben yoima. There's no ben yoima over here. Is there a chumah in the case that there's no ben yoima? No, that's the question. That's what I'm asking. That's the question. By both these cases, the Tarchuma is like it's solid. So Zabadi, both times, he brings down the machlokes of the Daf Teshuva. Once, so what happened in the case of both Ein Ben Yoyma? Zabadi the Maaseh is Machmer. Machmer, he says, the both Ein Ben Yoyma, this Chumra of the Ramah, in both cases, is loved after one Ben Yoyma was not Ben Yoyma, in both Ein Ben Yoyma. They both come out. That means if you have on Shabbos, you want to use your urn, or you can just take a cup from here of water, or for the Chora, out to water, you can spill it out, and go put them all water, you can urn of the cup. You have to go get water and your boil up water on Shabbos. Why? Because nichol this chumra that water will be more machmir. That's one chumra. A second shayla is, let's take again the same case. You have this urn over here and you want to take water and you don't have coffee. You want to have tea. You want to put the tea in the milk in a cup. You have this urn in splash sticks. You want to put the milk in a cup. Again, how far can you take this chumra of this ramah? And you want to put it inside a cup itself, inside a cup.
We have plenty of water. We don't have water.
You have no option. So even in case, let's say you earned even a ben yoyma, what will be in that case? Again, in case of a ben yoyma, and you want to go put it inside your other kli, and inside a cup, we also allow that be motor.
Why isn't tzadik
beis? Why is not tzadik beis? What's tzadik beis? That says? Correct. That's the case. Water. That's not good. By water. The question is water be more makmur? And we know water is the gimel, is more makmur. Tzadikei beis is not talking about water, but food. Right? The whole beis, the whole all the food of the Ramah is talking about that good food. Is water more makmur? Water is more makmur. Now, shallow is how far to get this getter of water being more makmur. So again, the body says the chumra is loved after when the one's ben yomi, even the both is not ben yomi. One's not ben yomi, you have to be machmer. That means you have a choice using your urn, or using your kumkum, you have to use your kumkum. One's parable, one's flesh. Either one's heat up already, so what? I says nichum is chumra, water is meaningless, but both go it out. What about putting it inside a cup? So there, the article brings down that they tied it in front of Eliashiv, of course, not by not, and it's not touching milk, and Eliashiv is masking to the spur, the nechlami, you're allowed to put inside your milk in the cup. Now, why is that so? That Mitzad, basically comes out there are two Ramahs in Tzadikei Gimel. Third Ramah is not for not any Benyamim of the body said you have to be masked by water. First Ramah is putting in Tzadikei the Gash has to be Megal. I don't know why by water take one over another. I would say that they're arguing each other, so I would say. I don't know. But the Maisa comes out, maybe they're not, which Machal between the cases. The Maisa of Yashiv says that to put it inside a cup, Maisa will be motor. If it's a knot by knot, put it inside the cup. Why is not touching milk inside the cup? By water, we won't be machmer. Mashenking by any ben yoyma, not by any ben yoyma. Says about it that Maisa, we will be machmer on water. Again, other argument, I'm not sure. Yeshua,
what does the
Arch
Shul say about the cup?
Sorry.
What does the
Arch Shul
say about the cup?
It says not the cup. No, it says motor. He doesn't give out. Doesn't mention this case. Doesn't mention. Not that I looked and see. Fine. Again, so the kids are Akan Sefei to get again Hayzvei saw the two main cases. One case the both Ben Yoyma, Kachlokes Mechav versus Shach. In the case of one Ben Yoyma was not Ben Yoyma, we have three chumras over here. Very important. Any Ben Yoyma is the thing you have to kasher. You can only eat it with parvot. You can only put it in the Ben Yoyma plate. As we're going vital, Sevov where everyone has to do, and we'll also try to start Sev Zayin before Sunday. Be'ez Hashem, what the plan is, on the next Wednesday and Thursday is the Thomas. Wednesday, whoever wants, maybe it'll be a Chavura on Farm Shulish. On Thursday, it'll be on the end to the end of the Simen. And then Be'ez Hashem, on Shabbos, I'd like to have everyone's invited with their spouses to come over to have the on Farm Shulish, according to the Mesh Chachma, it's not much the beginning of Shabbos, but the Malam Malkus will be the Kesudo. Everyone's invited to come over. Welcome. I should get my boss.